The BFM Breakfast Grill, connecting you to top people and ideas. Presented by U-Mobile.
Today on the Breakfast Grill, we are talking to Jose Juan Hugo, the chief executive of the property developer MCT Berhad, which is controlled by the Filipino property conglomerate Ayala Land. Jose, Gijo, welcome to the show. Now, as I understand it, the latest transaction has it that Ayala has about 72.1% of MCT. It's become unconditional, and you now control the developer, obviously. Give us a bit of an update in terms of where you are in terms of completing the transaction, in terms of the payments to the existing shareholders.
Well, before that, Juan, good morning to everybody, and thank you for having me here. Yes, you are correct. Ayala Land has taken about 72.1% of MCT Berhad as of today. This transaction was done between Ayala Land and one of the founders of MCT Berhad, Tan Sri Barrigo. That transaction started in January, where Ayala Land bought about 17% of Tan Sri Barrigo's shares in the company. And the final payment for that transaction will be sometime towards end of this year, about December.
Okay, so you will maintain the listing status of MCT Berhad, yeah?
That's the plan, yes.
Well, what is the plan? I mean, you guys are Southeast Asia's second largest developer by market value,
By market capitalization,
Yes. Obviously, you do a lot of stuff back home in your home country, in the Philippines.
That's right.
How are you going to develop, essentially, this land bank which you got in the south of this capital?
Well, to begin with, Ayala Land is a very large company in the Philippines. And they've developed many, many areas of the country. And part of their strategy now to grow further is to expand regionally. And the investment they made, the biggest investment they made overseas for now is in Malaysia through MCT Berhad. That partnership was forged in 2015 when Ayala Land bought about 9% of MCT Berhad, and that has grown to 32.95%. And after this transaction with a mandatory takeover, it's now at 72.1%. So the plan really is to, you know, grow an organization that already exists in Malaysia. And MCT Berhad was a choice of Ayala Land for that because the organization was already there. The land bank is there. The founders were good partners. So the plan really is to take this vehicle and grow it as a local Malaysian company, but with a foreign controlling shareholder behind it.
You talked about the regionalization plan for MCT Berhad. So does that mean, are we going to assume that Ayala Land is aiming to expand in ASEAN, but via MCT?
No, what I have to correct you there, Chuang. What I meant really is that Ayala Land strategy is to expand regionally. And their choice, their first step was to expand in Malaysia through MCT Berhad. So Ayala Land is looking at other investments, but the Malaysian vehicle is MCT Berhad.
So which other developers are you looking at in which countries? I mean, well, Malaysia's MCT, clearly, but
yes.
In Singapore, Thailand, I mean, which are, you know, ripe countries for Ayala's expansion in the ASEAN region?
I'm not party to that effort, really. I mean, I'm here to run Malaysia, but I do know that we're looking at other opportunities regionally. So far, there has been no consummated transaction yet, but hopefully there'll be more regional expansion programs for Ayala Land.
I remember some months ago when this transaction was first announced in The Edge, I think speculatively initially, there was some discussion about how there was no discussion among shareholders for MGO buyout.
Yes.
So it indicated that it wasn't a smooth passage to completion. Is that true?
I believe you're talking about an article that came out sometime July last year.
That's right.
June or July last year. And that at that time, there really was no intention for MCT to be an Ayala Land subsidiary or for Ayala Land to buy more equity. But over the past few months, the opportunities presented themselves. And Tan Sri Barrigo, being one of the founders, decided to sell more equity to Ayala Land. And the opportunities were there. And that's what triggered this transaction.
Okay, so it was really from the vendor perspective, I suppose, from the buyer perspective, that changed the landscape, yeah?
Yes, it was a mutual transaction, really. But during that time in July, there really was no plan for
he didn't want to relinquish his holding at that time, to
yes,
that extent.
Yes, that's right.
Okay. So, I mean, you've been brought over from Ayala Land back home. You've done some good numbers back home. I think your profile shows that you returned something like a 27 to 30% return for net income the last 6 years. So you've been a hero for the organization back home. You've been brought out to Malaysia to do the same thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, MCT hasn't done so great in the last few months because the whole sector is a bit moribund. It's near the bottom of its 52-week range. 12-month return is minus 26%. Market cap has lost 200 million ringgit in the last 1 year to about 1.2 billion ringgit. Now, it needs fixing. Yes. What is your business plan, say, to the directors?
Well, when we took over, when I came in to MCT about a year ago, exactly 1 year ago, March 15, 2017, the plan really was to extend the outlook for MCT to, you know, broaden the horizon and look more forward. So we crafted a 5 to 8 year plan, you know, just to map out where our trajectories are going. And through that plan, you know, we map out all our P&L for the next so many years. We see where the gaps and the opportunities will be. And we realize now that, you know, to be able to grow the way we want to be a small, you know, like an Ayala Land type of growth in Malaysia, we really have to get out of our comfort zones and develop outside our bastions now, which are in Cyberjaya and Dengkil. So we're actively looking for opportunities in land banking. Right now, we have about 500 acres, mainly in Cyberjaya, Dengkil, and a small property for mixed-use developments in Subangjaya. So our intention really is to stay in Klang Valley, within Klang Valley, before we do anything else in other parts of Malaysia, focus on the opportunities here, but do more things together with Cyberjaya, Dengkil, and Subangjaya.
In Ayala's mind, yeah, in your thinking, in your property mindset for Ayala, what are suitable growth metrics? What do you look at from a growth perspective? What kind of metrics do you examine, and what kind of numbers are we looking at?
If I use Ayala Land as our controlling shareholder as a benchmark,
yeah.
Okay, I see that we will really have to improve our cost structure to be able to deliver the kinds of margins that Ayala Land expects from its subsidiaries.
What kind of margins do you expect?
In Ayala Land, but this is a different country I'm talking about, you know, the net profit margins would be in the high teens at the very least. And we have quite a bit to go as of today, and we have to build that towards there by increasing, you know, our cost structures, by being more efficient in costs, by being able to demand higher prices whenever we can, and to be in more strategic places to deliver demand.
Okay, so high teen profit margins would be one. What else do you look at? Internal rates of return, launch timetables, time spent between projects. What kind of other metrics do you, you know, as a CEO and your board, what do you look at? What matters to you guys?
It's very important, in my opinion, the way I want to be moving this company forward is to be always launching a higher gross development value year on year. If we're able to launch more projects this year than the previous year, and moving forward, you know, that's a good trajectory for growth forthcoming. So it's important, you know, as a very basic metric, that the GDV we launch this year will have to be more than last year, and next year will be more than this year. And if you do that, compounded with, you know, tightening costs and being able to deliver higher prices, you'll see growth.
Well, something's going to change. I mean, in the interim, in the immediate term now, I mean, you just launched the first half results, and I think, and some, you know, analysts have turned very cool on your stock. Mm. They have, you know, they've used phrases like turning more cautious in terms of launching new products. There's been a lack of new launches. There's been a slower completion rate as well.
Yeah.
And no new launches in the quarter. So obviously, that's in the past and that's in the immediate term. Going forward, Jose, or Gijo, colloquially as your friends are calling you, what do we expect from MCT?
We expect more launches, definitely. We saw, I guess, you know, analysts might be saying some slowdown, because in reality, we saw a very a sharp spike in quarter four sales last year. So essentially, you know, when we liberated the sales distribution channels and sold more inventory, we sold more than we expected. And therefore, now we have a challenge in launching projects faster.
What was behind that? Because that's anomalous to what Bank Negara and on-ground sentiment tells us, which is that demand is low, financing is tough, and people are not buying properties. What has caused that spike?
We looked internally and, you know, checked our operations, and we realized that we were very dependent on internal sales channels, meaning we were selling mostly everything through a handful of internal salespeople in-house. What we did when we saw that, you know, we had some aging stock in our balance sheet, we tried to liberate and to lubricate the distribution channels by engaging agencies to sell for us. So in quarter three, from quarter three to quarter four last year, we saw a tenfold spike in sales velocities.
So it's purely from a sales channel perspective,
yes,
as opposed
yes.
to a pricing
or a
marketing strategy.
It was mainly an internal thing that we fixed. You know, so I'm not saying that the market is not soft. I've been told that it has been better in the past, and I'm sure that it will recover. But at least for that time period, it wasn't as soft as we thought it was internally. You know, we could fix things by changing some internal procedures, and
okay.
we did.
Okay, so when you talk about sales, a tenfold increase in sales is a lot. Are these bookings or is these completed as in financing approval obtained?
We got a tenfold increase in bookings, and those conversions are coming in now.
Okay, so typically what kind of conversion rates do you get at MCT?
Because we are at the broad-based market, okay. You know, we're competing at the broader-based market, the financing can be quite tricky.
Yeah.
So we're seeing probably out of 100 or 10, out of 10 bookings, maybe 6 will come through.
Okay.
But the pipeline is there. And I guess what I'm driving at really is that although the market could be soft, like people are saying, it wasn't as soft as we thought in MCT it was. We just had to liberate some distribution channels, and we did.
Well, Bank Negara just released a financial stability statement, and they pointed out, I think, especially among first-time home buyers, the conversion rates or approval rates from banks is somewhere in the region of 73%, mm-hmm. okay, which is obviously 10 to 13 percentage points more than you guys. Mm-hmm. And you are positioning yourself as an affordable home developer, yeah? So what is causing this perceived gap between your conversions and Bank Negara's assumption of approvals in the system?
Well, that's something I think we'll have to look into further. What I'm talking about really is what happened. It's based on experience, and I think if we continue doing things the way we are, we should be seeing the same trajectory. These statistics from Bank Negara, I think we'll have to take a closer look and analyze where those gaps could possibly be.
We're talking this morning to Jose Juan Yugo, or Gijo, the chief executive of the property developer MCT Berhad, which is controlled by the Filipino property conglomerate Ayala Land. After this, Gijo, we're going to be talking about your vast undeveloped land bank in the southern part of the city and what are the strategies you're going to be employing therein.
You are listening to the BFM Breakfast Grill, brought to you by U-Mobile.
Today on the grill, we have Jose Juan Yugo, or Gijo, the chief executive of the property developer MCT Berhad, which is controlled 72.1% by the Filipino property conglomerate Ayala Land. Now, last we left it, Gijo, you are talking about the vast land bank which you've got in the southern part of the city, the Dunkills and the USJs and the Cyber Giants of this world. Mm-hmm. You've only developed about 8 to 10% of your property
land.
That's
right, yes,
right?
That's right.
What is in the pipeline in terms of concepts, pricing strategies and projects for that part of the world?
Well, our main land bank is really in Cyber South. That's about a 400-acre development, township development. And we have close to about 300 acres still undeveloped. And we will be doing this consistently. We've been developing the landed portions of Cyber South, and we plan to launch the next landed phase in the coming weeks. After that, we probably go into the more high-density portions down the road. So year on year, you will be seeing more launches in Cyber South. But what I really want to do is make sure we're able to launch properties together with that. You know, we have to get out of Cyberjaya area to do more things within the Klang Valley, to have more engines running, to be able to deliver the growth that we want. So we also have property in Subangjaya, near our headquarters in One City. We'll be developing that into high-density mixed use, and hopefully we'll launch that sometime next year.
The thing is, when Bank Negara releases their data, they point out that high-rise, high-density residential is exactly the kind of sector that is seeing a lot of oversupply.
Yes,
I mean, I'm not sure what it's like down south inside the south, but certainly within urban conurbations in the Klang Valley, that is the case. Now, tell us that's not the same. The same is not true in that part of the world.
Well, we do understand that Bank Negara has these concerns, and you know we take measures to observe that. Definitely, we are being more risk cautious now as we launch more projects. So I'm not too worried about the broad based market in Cyber South, because we've been doing very well there. When the time comes to do higher density in Cyber South, then we'll take another look and see what we have to do. The very high density project we're planning right now is in Subangjaya, but this will still be a broader based market segment, and we already have development orders in place, so it's just a matter of executing it and making sure that the pricing is right to be able to tide through the market sentiments now.
So to meet your business plan objectives, which is obviously to introduce more projects of a higher GDV on a quarter-on-quarter, on a year-on-year basis, what kind of things are you planning? Because obviously, you know, analysts like BIMB are very cool on the stock right now. So what's going to catalyze the counter and the company?
Yeah, well, we will have the pipeline of projects, definitely. You know, we're finalizing our plans now for the next financial year, which starts in July this year. So we're wrapping up this financial year. But we're also on a quite aggressive move to acquire more land. And we recently signed an option. I can't talk about too many details of that yet until the transaction is closed. An option for more land to develop outside our land bank. So more and more, you know, as we do more projects, complete our ongoing projects, we'll be able to raise more capital to acquire more land. And we'll see more activity from MCT Berhad, definitely.
Well, that's two prongs to your business plan, right? Essentially, there's higher revenues from greater GTVs and lower costs from you know, management, right?
Yes.
But you know, it's a good time to be buying property now. It's a good time to be buying land now because it's such a cool market.
That's right.
Tell us as much as you can about the land that you're buying. Which part of the world is it in? What kind of pricing are you talking about? How are you going to finance this purchase? Yeah.
Well, we signed some options just recently. I can't talk about the details too much until we close the transaction. But our strategy really is to stay in Klang Valley.
Okay.
And we'll be doing, we plan to acquire maybe 2 to 3 properties in the next 3 to 4 years to be able to grow the way we want to.
Okay, so these are redevelopments, yeah?
These are existing properties that are already developable. We're not looking into, you know, buying raw land for now and holding on to it for the next 10 to 15 years. We're looking at something we can turn around quickly. And this option we signed is one of those properties. And we plan to fund our acquisitions through operating cash flows and partly through debt financing.
Okay. This morning we are talking to Jose Juan Yugo, or Gijo, the chief executive of the Ayala Land Controlled property developer MCT Berhad. Now, talk to us about the sentiment on the ground. Talk to us about the pipeline. Talk about the existing property market, which on the surface of it looks as if it's quite pressured, right? Mm-hmm. But you tell us that bookings spiked tenfold in the last quarter of your financial year.
Yes.
Purely because of a calibration of your sales channels.
That's right, yes.
So is there an anomaly going on in terms of what, you know, the statistics are telling us and what the real feel on the ground is?
No, I don't think there's any anomaly, really. I would just say that MCT Berhad was a bit gun-shy in opening the distribution channels in the last year before I came in. And, you know, when we opened that up and, you know, massaged a few things here and there with the distribution channels, we saw a very sharp increase. But, you know, that doesn't mean that the market is not the way Bank Negara is saying it is. You know, I think it is the way it is being represented, but we were just a bit gun-shy internally and we opened it up the best we could.
Okay, what about concepts then? You know, obviously the buyer of today is a much more discerning buyer than the buyer of one year ago.
That's right.
Amenities, pricings, you know, financial packages, for example.
Right.
Where is the innovation going to happen for you?
I believe that's where our experience in Ayala Land can come in. You know, while MCT will always be a Malaysian company and while we will always grow this company through internal and local talent, I believe there's a lot of value we can learn from our controlling shareholders in terms of innovation.
Top three things?
We're MCT Berhad, for example, has always designed things in-house. We have an in-house design team, an in-house construction arm. And while there is a lot of strength in doing that, you know, and that's something I never want to let go of, to have this kind of talent within our control at any given time, the downside there could be that we become a bit insular.
Groupthink.
Yes. And, you know, we might want to bring in some thoughts from Ayala Land in terms of design, new innovations, because they do deal with many, many architects worldwide. And that's a lot of value, I believe, can come from that in terms of developing and designing products for the market we're addressing.
Okay, so design and concept being one. What else?
Construction costs, for example. You know, we are now a full subsidiary of Ayala Land, and we could probably learn a lot in terms of their procurement processes. They have many global partners that we could probably ride on, hopefully. I mean, that's something we're talking to them about. Get better prices as part of the Ayala Group. That's something we'll work very hard on. So you have good concepts, good cost structures. Hopefully, we'll be able to ride on the very strong Ayala brand.
Okay. And number three?
That's essentially it. Those are the quick fixes. I believe we can move on.
So what do you think the Malaysian buyer in Cyber South and USJ, Subang Jaya, are looking at? What kind of concepts will sell, do you think? What product design innovations, you know, what will people latch onto and really put the dollar down for?
Let's answer that question by defining who the market is. You know, and our market really is the broader-based segment. And by that, I mean, you know, probably below 900,000, 800,000 ringgit per unit. These are probably startup families, young families with growing children. And affordability really comes to play. So I would like to put in a lot of focus on making sure that the customer touch points, the things that they can feel and experience every single day, are not compromised.
You know, kitchens, security.
Kitchens, bathrooms, flooring, roofing, wiring devices, switches, everything that comes to customer touch points on a daily basis. We don't want to frustrate the customer with that aspect. We will do the best we can to develop the best products for them in regard to that. Now, if we have to control costs, you know, we will try to control costs and things that don't really affect the customer on a daily basis.
Such as how?
Civil works, probably. I mean, I can't say at this point. It depends on the project. But my focus really is never compromise what the customer can feel and touch on a daily basis. You know, we'll try to control things in other ways.
Okay, so I guess in the next 1 year, obviously, you know, it's ripe for the counter's share price to be reacting to something.
Yeah.
What should investors be looking for?
More activity in MCT Berhad. We'll be doing quite a bit of launches. I'm very excited.
How many this year?
We're looking at one. Well, our financial year ends in June, so we're looking at one more launch in Cyber South this in the coming weeks. That'll be a landed phase, and next year we're planning to launch the mixed use development in Subang Jaya, and we have we're looking at launching as well some properties. We have a partnership with Setia Haruman in Cyber South, a Highland City mixed use project in Cyber Jaya. I'm sorry. So quite a number of projects next year. You know, not as many as I would like yet, but we're getting there.
And expectations on the policy front from Bank Negara, and conversely or relatively the lenders. Then, do you expect any developments to, you know, perhaps loosen the policies a little bit to allow more the sector to grow a little bit again?
I'm being told that very similar to the Philippines, whenever there's an election, it's a wait and see attitude. You know?
Okay.
And that's the way I've always observed my country to be. Whenever there's something big like an election, a national election, people tend to wait and see. So the election here is coming. You know, whatever happens there might change the wait and see attitude of the customers or the market, and it might boost the confidence. No? So we'll take a look at that.
Okay. Well, Gijo, it's a huge pleasure chatting with you. Great
Thank
privilege.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for spending the time with us.
Thank you very much, Chong.
That was Jose Juan Hugo, Gijo, the chief executive of the property developer MCT Berhad, which is controlled by the Filipino property conglomerate Ayala Land, BFM 89.9.
That episode of BFM Breakfast Grill was brought to you by U-Mobile, where data hearts you.